Please turn to Isaiah 55.
以赛亚书的五十五章。
Isaiah 55.
第六节。
Verse 6.
五十五章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
这个地方讲，趁着神可寻找的时候，寻找他。
Here tells us to seek the Lord while he may be found.
神给我们每一个人一生几十年的时间。
God has given each and every one of us a lifetime of a period of time.
这是恩典，这也是机会。
So this is a blessing as well as an opportunity.
这个几十年的时间，到底我们在寻找什么？
So how do we, what do we seek in these tens of years of lifespan?
如果我们目标设得很正确，
and if we have set our goal correctly,
我们回头过来看我们的一生，我们没有遗憾。
Then as we look back at our life, then we will have no regrets.
因为我真的用这么宝贵的时间找到了我觉得最重要的。
Because I've used this very precious time to find what I deem as to be most important.
好，那到底我们要寻找什么？
So what do we actually have to seek for?
当然在世界上有我们的本分。
While living in this world, we each have our basic responsibility.
当我们成立家庭。
After we have established a family.
我们很认真的工作。
Then we will work hard.
就是要寻找经济的来源来支持我们的家庭生活。
So that we can have a stable financial source to support our family.
但是除了这样，我们到底要寻找什么？
But other than doing this, what else do we seek for?
好，我们来看五十四章。
Now let's turn to Isaiah chapter 54.
以赛亚书五十四章。
Isaiah chapter 54.
第五节。
Verse 5. For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth.
我们再看第六节。
Let's also read verse 6. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God.
第七节。
Verse 7. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you.
第八节。
Verse 8. With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you, says the Lord your Redeemer.
在我们读这个第五节到第八节当中。
So as we read this verses 5 to 8.
我们发现我们跟神有两种的关系。
So we realize that we have two kinds of relationship with God.
第五节说，造你的是你的丈夫。
Verse 5 says, for your maker is your husband.
创造在先。
So creation starts first.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
所以神是我们的来源。
Therefore, God is the source of our life.
因此神是我们的父亲。
Therefore, God is our father.
这是第一个关系。
So this is the first relationship.
那第二个关系就是我们蒙拣选。
So the second relationship is that we have been chosen.
在受洗的时候。
When we were baptized.
我们跟神订立了婚约。
So when we were baptized, we made a marriage covenant with God.
所以这里才说造你的是你的丈夫。
So therefore here tells us that for your maker is your husband.
因为他不但造我们，他也选造我们。
Because he not only created us or made us, he also called us or chose us.
所以这里这样看起来我们跟神的关系是父子的关系，也是夫妻的关系。
So from here we see that our relationship with God is that of a husband and wife as well as that of a father and son.
好，那我们就来想我们在世界上的生活。
So now let's ponder and reflect upon our lives in this world.
如果我们有非常好两代父子的关系。
If we have a very good father-son relationship.
而且我们有非常好的夫妻的婚姻关系。
And if we have very good spousal married life.
差不多我们的一生可以说是非常的幸福。
then we can conclude that our entire life is a blissful and happy one.
很多的不幸常常是因为两代合不来，父子关系不好。
Many misfortunes happen because two generations cannot get along between the father and the son.
或者婚姻关系合不来。
Or that they do not have a good married relationship.
那如果这两个关系都不好。
And if these two relationships are bad.
我们拥有整个世界，我们也觉得不会觉得很幸福。
So even if we gain the whole world, then we still will not feel happy.
那在以赛亚书54章这里提到是属灵的关系。
So Isaiah 54 refers to the spiritual relationship.
我们刚刚提这个父子的关系或者夫妻的关系，这是在戏台上演戏。
So when we refer to the father-child or the husband-wife relationship, it's likened to a play on stage.
下台了，这个关系就结束了。
So as soon as we exit the stage, then this relationship ends.
所以将来到天国。
So therefore, one day when we go to heaven,
我们在地上的父母就不是父母。
Then our earthly parents will no longer be our parents.
因为这个关系已经结束了。
Because this relationship has ended.
我们在地上的夫妻也不是夫妻。
Likewise, our earthly spouse is no longer our spouse.
因为我们在天国没有肉体。
Because in heaven, we have no physical bodies.
所以这两个关系虽然好重要，这是暂时的。
So even though these two relationships are very important, they are only temporary.
但是在灵里面，我们跟神的这个父子关系是永远的。
But in the spirit, our relationship with God as father and son, this is permanent.
我们在天国。
When we're in heaven,
神还是我们的父。
God is still our father.
我们在天国。
When we're in heaven,
神就像我们的丈夫。
God is also just like our husband.
所以主耶稣再来，我们上到天国，这个婚宴是永远的。
So therefore, when Jesus comes again, this is a wedding feast in heaven. This is permanent.
所以如果我们很重视父子的关系跟夫妻的关系。
So therefore, if we place great emphasis on the spousal relationship and a father-son relationship,
我们更要重视我们跟神的关系。
Then all the more we should place great emphasis on our relationship with God.
因为这更重要，这个更永久。
Because this is more important and this is more lasting and permanent.
那我们现在再回来看 以赛亚书的54章。
Now let's come back again to Isaiah 54.
54章的第6节
Isaiah 54 verse 6
说造你如造被离弃心中忧伤的妻子，就是越幼年所娶的妻子。
Verse 6 For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God.
第7节
Verse 7
我虽然离弃你，不过是片时，却要施大恩将你收回。
For a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercies I will gather you.
第8节
Verse 8
我的怒气仗义顷刻之间，向你掩面，却要有永远的慈爱的爱你。
With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment, but with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you.
可见这个属灵的夫妻关系也发生了问题。
So here we see that this spiritual spousal relationship also faces with a problem.
所以在第7节，我离弃你。
So therefore, verse 7 says that I have forsaken you.
神离弃了他的选民。
God had forsaken his chosen people.
那神不是爱吗？ 怎么会离弃他的选民呢？
But if we say that God is love, how could he then forsake his people?
原因就是他的选民对神不忠实。
The reason was that his chosen people were not faithful to him.
这个夫妻之间，忠实非常重要。
Between husband and wife, being faithful is very important.
我们跟神之间，既然是婚姻关系，也要有忠实。
So, and our relationship with God, since it's also likened to a spousal relationship, we also need to be faithful.
所谓忠实就是不能有第三者的存在。
So to be faithful means that you do not allow a third party to exist.
那我们跟神的关系，第三者是什么？
So when in our relationship with God, who is the third party?
以色列百姓来讲，就是偶像。
So to the Israelites, then they are the idols.
偶像占据的人的心。
Idols had filled their hearts.
一个神所造的人。 神所养的人，
someone that God had made and someone that God had kept.
在他的心里面，竟然接纳偶像来代替神。
And yet in their hearts, they were willing to accept an idol to replace God.
啊, 这好像一个, 啊, 被丈夫所爱的妇人, 在她的心里竟然接纳另外一个人。
So this can be likened to a wife who is very loved by his by her husband, and yet she was able to accept and love another man.
啊, 神是忌邪的神。
So God is a jealous God.
啊, 嫉妒在圣经里面讲, 啊, 有一方面是不好的。
In the Bible records the negative side aspect of jealousy.
所以加拉太书第五章在讲这是恶的欲望。
So therefore Galatians says that jealousy is an evil desire.
但是嫉妒在婚姻这是存在的。
But a jealousy exists in a marriage.
神是忌邪的神。
And therefore God is a jealous God.
所以这个嫉妒是要保护婚姻。
And this jealousy is to protect the marriage.
因此神叫先知 提醒他们要离弃偶像。
So therefore God told the prophets to remind the Israelites to forsake the idols.
但是他们不愿意听从。
But they were not willing to obey.
所以神就离弃他们。
So therefore God forsook them.
这个只是片时的。
But this was only temporary.
要让他们知道被神离弃是多么的可怕。
This is just merely to let them feel how fearful it is for God to be for them to be forsaken by God.
使他们会更珍惜跟神的关系。
So that they can all the more be more do not take it for granted and treasure it.
在巴比伦王被巴比伦所管理统治，这是没有希望的。
So when they were taken captive by the king of Babylon, they were hopeless.
这是做奴隶的。
And they were living as slaves.
所以被神离弃，他们目的是神要让他们回转。
So the purpose of God forsaking them was so that they can turn back to God.
所以我们看第七节说 这个离弃是片时的，却要施大恩将你救收回。
So verse 7, we can see that God's forsaking them is only for a mere moment, but ultimately he will have great mercies for them.
神的怒气只是短暂的。So
the wrath of God is only temporary.
神的恩典慈爱是一生一世的。
But God's grace and mercies would last our entire lifetime.
这个是神跟人不同的地方。
So this is the difference between God and man.
人的怒气常常是永远的。
So the wrath of man tends to last forever.
但是人的慈爱常常是短暂的。
But yet the love of man tends to be short-lived.
所以我们再回来看我们刚刚读的。
Now let's come back to what we just read.
第八节,
verse 8.
我的怒气仗义顷刻之间向你掩面。神的怒气是很短暂的。
Verse 8 says, with a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment. So we see that God's wrath is very short-lived.
那却要以永远的慈爱临续你。
But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you.
神的爱是永远不改变的。So
the love of God is everlasting, never changing, always.
神对他的选民这一种婚约的忠实是永远的。So
God's faithfulness to the marriage covenant with His chosen people are everlasting and permanent.
虽然人心中、生活中有偶像，但是神对人的爱没有改变。So
although we humans tend to have idols in our hearts, but God's love towards us never changed.
所以当一个人短暂被神离弃了。So
when someone has been forsaken by God for a mere moment,
神不是要毁灭他。
God's intention was not to destroy them.
神是要他在受苦中回头。
But instead, God wants them to turn back in the midst of their suffering.
所以第六，55章的第六节。
So Isaiah 55 verse 6.
所以要趁着神可寻找的时候寻找他。
Reminds us to call upon God while God is near.
所以我们的一生要认真来寻找神。
Or to seek the Lord while he may be found. Therefore, our entire lifetime, we have to focus on seeking after God.
有时候我们在这个 Bay Area 看到 年轻人学校毕业不久就买房子。
Living in Bay Area, we see new graduates in a short period of time, they're able to afford a house.
这个可能第一个可能就是他赚很多钱。
So the first possibility is that they earn a lot of money.
第二个可能就是 他有很富有的父亲。
The second possibility is that he has a wealthy father.
那我们的神是丰富的。
And our God is abundant.
啊，他有丰盛的恩典。
And he has a great mercies.
所以神成为人来地上。
So therefore God became man and came down to earth.
住在我们中间。
And he lived among us.
充充满满有恩典。
And he filled us with grace and truth.
啊，因此当我们跟神建立这个很亲密的关系。
So therefore, when we establish this very close relationship with God,
好像我们的生活一无所有。
And it seemed that our lives seem to be without lacking.
但是我们活了一段时间，回头过来看，哎，为什么我每一样都有？
And as we look back, we will realize that we seem to have everything.
这是神迹。
And in reality, this is a miracle.
啊，是一无所有，但是生活却是样样都有。
Oh, I'm sorry. So, living under God's blessings, we seem not to have everything, but yet God provides for us in everything.
好像出埃及什么都没有带。
Just like coming out of just like the Exodus, they seem not to have brought anything with them.
但是竟然旷野可以走四十年。
But yet they were able to walk in the wilderness for 40 years.
四十年要吃什么？
So in the 40 years, what are they to eat?
40 年喝什么？
What are they to drink?
哦，40年了穿什么？
In the 40 years, what are they to wear?
哎，这个是神迹。
So this is a miracle.
神每天给他们新的 manna.
So every day, God provided them with new manna.
有新的恩典。
With new blessings.
啊，神让他的鞋子穿不破。
God allowed that their shoes to be worn and not to wear out.
世界上有鞋子穿四十年不破的吗？
So is there a shoe in this world today that can last for 40 years and not wear out?
神让他的衣服穿不破。
God allowed their clothing not to wear out.
这就是神的恩典。
This is the grace and blessing of God.
所以我们的天父是丰富的。
So therefore, our heavenly Father is an abundant one.
我们今天是做他的儿子。
And today we are his sons.
是他所选召的。
We are his chosen people.
看起来什么都没有。
And we may seem not to have everything.
但是我们需要的时候，神就给我们。
And yet, the moment that we need something, God would provide them to us.
所以我们一生最重要要寻找神。
So therefore, what is most important in our entire lives is to seek after God.
跟这一位丰盛的父亲建立亲密的关系。
And to establish a close relationship with this Father who is full and abundant.
好，那当我们要来亲近神。
And when we try to draw near to God.
啊，我们先来看要怎么做。
Then now let's study the method.
好，我们看55章。
Now let's read Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书55章。
Isaiah chapter 55.
第七节。
Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
这个第七节说，恶人要离弃自己的道路。
Verse 7 says, "Let the wicked forsake his way."
啊，什么叫做恶人
？What does it mean, the wicked?
有时候我们要传道理给别人听。
When we try to preach to others,
别人说我一生凭良心做事。
They will tell you that, "Oh, I've lived my entire life with a clear conscience."
难道我不能进天国吗
？So are you telling me that I can't go into heaven?
啊，但是圣经又说。
But yet the Bible also says,
世人都犯了罪,
that all have sinned,
啊, 亏欠神的荣耀,
and have fallen short of the glory of God.
啊, 所以这里讲的恶人,
so here, the wicked,
就是指在神面前犯罪的人,
are referring to those who have sinned before God.
啊, 那这个罪带给我们什么结果?
And what are the consequences of this sin?
我们如果看57章以赛亚书。
If we look at Isaiah chapter 57.
20节。
Verse 20.
还有21节。
And 21. Okay, verse 20. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. 21. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
21节结论了，神说恶人必不得平安。
So verse 21 is a conclusion or the consequence, which is there is no peace for the wicked.
为什么我们没有平安？
So why is it that we have no peace?
啊，因为在二十节说明。
Because verse 20 tells us,
恶人好像翻腾海，不得平静。
The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest.
那其中的水涌出污秽跟淤泥来。
whose waters cast up mire and dirt.
这个污秽跟淤泥就是人的罪。
So this mire and dirt refers to the sins of human.
所以人的罪在人的心里面，这个良心一直在指控我们。
So therefore, sins is always in the hearts of humans to accuse us.
那这个罪是一个压力，是一个担子。
And this sin is a pressure and a burden.
那这个罪是一种属灵的病。
And this sin is a form of spiritual illness.
所以有欠债的人。
So therefore, someone who is in debt.
有生病的人。
And someone who is sick.
他的心呢就没有。没有平安啊、
Then his heart, naturally will have no peace.
啊，所以啊，当一个人有了罪以后
，Therefore, when someone has sinned,
神没有办法内住在里面
，Then it is impossible for God, to dwell within him.
那生活就很多忧虑
，Then their lives will be full of anxiety.
生理就很多的害怕
，And full of fearful things.
怕工作的改变，怕健康的改变，怕生活的改变。
So they are fearful of changes at work, in their health, and in their lives.
啊，因此我们回到55章的第7节。
Now let's come back to Isaiah 55 verse 7.
这个恶人要离弃自己的道路。
So let the wicked forsake his way.
也就是要离弃罪恶的生活方式。
And this means that the wicked have to abandon their sinful lifestyle.
那这样啊，罪一除掉，神内住。就有平安。
And once we fix the problem of sin, then God can come in to live in our hearts, then we will experience peace.
这个是圣经对平安的来源一个最根本的解决方法。
So, this is the Bible's method of fixing the problem of sin.
因此，一个人要来寻求神，第一个要解决就是罪的问题。
So therefore, when you want to seek God, the first thing you have to do is to solve the problem of sin.
如果不愿意解决罪，人就没有办法靠近神。
If you're not willing to fix the problem of your sin, then it'll be impossible for you to come near to God.
如果我们完全的解决罪，神就完全与我们同在。
And if you are willing to completely stop sin, then God will completely come and be with you.
所以我想要亲近神，这是第一步。
So the first step you need to take is to be determined that I want to draw near to God.
但是走出第一步以后，第二步就是要离弃自己的道路。
So after you take the first step, the next step is you have to step away or forsake your original way of life.
好，我们现在看55章的第7节。
Now let's read Isaiah 55 verse 7.
不义的人除掉自己的意念，归向神。
And the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him return to the Lord.
神就必离弃怜恤他。
And then God will have mercy on him.
好，我们想想看。
Now let's think about this.
当我们还小的时候
，When we were young，
我们什么都不懂。
We don't know a lot of things。
有时候我们以为什么都懂。
But yet sometimes we think that we know everything。
我们的父亲是一个成人。
And our father is a mature adult。
有世界上的知识跟生活的经验。
And they have the knowledge of the world as well as life experiences。
如果我们不愿意听从父母
，And if we're not willing to obey or listen to our parents，
长大以后我们常常觉得我们自己吃亏。
Then when we grow up, we will realize that we have lost a lot。
神就是我们天上的父。
So God is our Father in heaven.
神曾经创造世界。
God had one time created the world.
神创造我们的一生。
And God had created our entire life.
神掌管一切。
And God is in control of everything.
这个代表他的智慧跟能力。
So this represented his wisdom and ability.
所以一个人如果要寻找神
，So if one wants to seek after God，
要除掉自己的意念
，He needs to remove his own thoughts。
如果我们自己的意念深根蒂固，不愿意改变
，But if we hold on to our own thoughts and refuse to change，
即使我们要改变跟这个负责的关系，也没有办法改变的。
If we're not
即使我们要改善我们跟天父的关系也没有办法改善。
And so if we're not willing to change our thoughts, then it's not possible for us to improve our relationship with our heavenly Father.
因为神不会改变的。
Because a God is unchanging.
我们现在来看第八节。
Now let's read verse 8.
以赛亚书55章第8节。
Isaiah 55 verse 8. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord.
第九节。
Verse 9.For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
啊，这个地方讲，我的意念非同你的意念，我的道路非同你的道路。
Here says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, and nor are your ways my ways.
啊，神的想法跟我们想法不一样。
So the thoughts of God are different from our thoughts.
啊，神带领我们的道路跟我们自己想要计划的道路不一样。
So, the path that God wants to lead us is will be different from the path that we want for ourselves.
那到底神的道跟我们的道差多少？
So then, well, what is the difference between our way and God's way?
我们看第九节。
Now let's read verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
天怎样高过地，我的道路也要高过你们的道路。我的意念也要高过你们的意念。你看，我们人所谓人生的理想是什么？
So what are the aspirations of us humans?
大部分人哦，人生的理想都跟所罗门一样的。
So most of us have the same ambitions as King Solomon.
怎么满足自己的欲望，让自己活得快乐，这样就对了。
How to satisfy our inner desires to make us live a happy life? That's all we ask for.
所以这样的意念，这样的道路是在地上。
So such kind of thoughts and such kinds of ways are earthly.
好，那神的意念是什么？
Then what are the thoughts of God?
神的意念是要让我们上到天国。
The thoughts of God is for us to go to heaven.
那是永远的。
And that is eternal.
那是完美的。
And that is beautiful.
那是完全的。
That is perfect.
所以神在带领我们的道路。
So God leads our way.
最后一点，这个 GPS 最后一点就是上天国。
So the final destination, just like on the GPS, is heaven.
但是人的道路最后一点就是我要活得快乐，就是这样而已。
But for humans' ways, their final destination tend to be that I just want to be happy. That's all.
活得快乐不一定有天国的盼望。
So if we just want to lead a happy life, then we may not have the hope of heaven.
活得快乐不一定真的有快乐。
And if we want to seek a happy life, we may not necessarily achieve happiness.
但是如果我们追求神的道路
，But if we seek after the way of God,
我们不止将来有天国的盼望。
We not only will have this hope of heaven in the future,
有了完美的永生，
and that we will have this beautiful eternal life.
我们在今生有平安有喜乐，
but in this present life, we will also have peace and joy.
所以这个人的道路跟神的道路的最后的目标不一样。
So therefore, the way of God as well as the way of man, the difference is that is in the ultimate destination.
因此，当我们在想神在设计我们的一生的时候，
so as we think about God's plan for our entire lives,
我们不要近视，只想我信耶稣以后，我有没有多赚一点钱？我信耶稣以后，我没有世界上有没有比别人更蒙福？不是这样而已。
We should not be short-sighted. We shall not say that, oh, after I believe in Jesus, do I earn more money than others? After I believe in Jesus, do I lead a better life than others? No, we should not think this way.
好，如果我们信耶稣，有平安有喜乐。
And if after we believe in Jesus, we experience peace and joy.
我们生活需要神都给我们。
And whatever we need in our lives, God would have provided for us.
神天天与我们同在。
And God is with us every day.
我们到最后有天国的盼望。
And in the end, ultimately, we have this hope of heaven.
那就好了，还需要什么？
So isn't that enough? What else do you need?
所以当我们要跟神建立关系，
So therefore, when we want to establish a relationship with God,
我们要除掉自己的意念，
we have to first remove our own thoughts.
这样我们才会归向神。
Only in this way can we return to God.
然后神就必临恤他。
And then God will have mercy on us.
所以一个太太如果真的很顺服丈夫，
So if a wife truly submits to her husband,
当然这个丈夫必须是合理的。
And of course, first this husband has to start off as to be a rational person.
他在带领这个家庭，这个婚姻是正确的。
And he has to first guide and lead this family into the correct way.
那这个太太在顺服丈夫，会蒙丈夫更大的爱。
And when the wife submits to the husband would show greater love to the wife.
所以为什么我们跟神的关系没有办法好呢？
So this is the reason why our relationship with God is not a good one.
不是神不爱我们。
It is not that God do not love us.
不是神不完全。
It is not that God is not perfect.
神的爱是完全的。
God's love is perfect.
神的爱是永远的。
God's love is eternal.
是因为我们持有自己的意念，自己的想法。
It is merely because we hold on to our own thoughts and our own thinking.
我的人生，我要走出一条路来。
My life, I'd like to go the way that I want it to be.
我有自己人生的理想。
I have my own life aspirations and ambitions.
当我们强调自我的时候，
and when we focus and emphasize on ourselves,
我们的婚姻就会有问题。
Then our marriage will face with problems.
我们跟神的关系就会有问题。
Then our relationship with God will be faced with problems.
啊，比方说，接下去他提到安息日。
For example, next he talks about the Sabbath day.
啊。有的信徒啊，他找工作一定第一个条件不能守安，一定要守安息日。
Some members, when they search for a job, their first requirement is that I have to keep the Sabbath day.
看起来这是愚蠢的。
So this may seem to be a foolish decision.
因为你要比别人多找一阵子，可能配又比较低。
Because this would mean that your search will extend a longer period of time, and your pay will be lower than others.
但是神的意念高过人的意念。
But God's thoughts are higher than man's thoughts.
如果我们从二十几岁上班到六十几岁，
if we start working from the age of 20 to about 60 some,
我们能够遵守安息圣日，
and if we can also at the same time keep the Sabbath day,
我们一生休息的六年，
then our entire lives we would have rested for 6 years.
这个六年，我们每一天的安息日都在教会里面过。
And in these 6 years, every day we spend our Sabbath day in the church.
你看，好多的家庭啊，在教会里面团圆。
And we can see so many families gather together and have reunion in the church.
因为你不需要工作，全家来教会敬拜神，就是团圆啊。
Because you don't have to work, your whole family can come together and worship God. Isn't that a reunion gathering?
这个是何等宝贵的恩典。
So this is such a precious blessing.
那我们再看。
Now let's look at another side.
没有守安息日，一直做到退休为止。
If you do not keep the Sabbath, you just keep working until you retire.
真的会比守安息日的人更好吗？
Will you end up better than those who keep the Sabbath?
我们自己看，自己比较。
We can look at these people, we can look around and make the comparison.
所以神的意念高过人的意念。
So therefore, God's thoughts are higher than man's thoughts.
因此当人愿意舍掉自己的想法来顺从神。
So when man is willing to abandon their thoughts and to submit to God,
这里讲神就必怜恤他。
Then here says that God will have mercy on him.
神怜恤这是何等的好呢？
So isn't this a great thing to have the mercies of God?
我们天上的神父亲怜悯我们，我们还缺乏什么？
So if this a father, this God in heaven, have mercy on us, what else do we need?
好，那我们再看这个寻求神的两个很重要的方法。
So now let's study the two very important methods of seeking after God.
我们看以赛亚书的五十五。
Now let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五篇的第一节。
Isaiah 55, verse 1.
请读。
Verse 1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
第二节。
Verse 2. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy?Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and yet let your soul delight itself in abundance.
第三节。
Verse 3. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David.
第二节。你为什么花钱买不能够足的食物呢？
Verse 2 says, why do you spend money for what is not bread?
买那不能使人饱足的呢？
And your wages for what does not satisfy?
有时候我们不同意啊。
So sometimes we disagree.
我花钱我可以买很多我想要吃的东西啊。
Because if I spend money, I can buy a lot of things that I love to eat.
为什么这里讲不能足？
So here, why does it say that we cannot cook?
满足啊。
But so here, what does it say that these are food that cannot satisfy?
是指的心灵。
Because this refers to the spiritual state.
我们用很多的钱买最好的食物，吃了以后心灵满足吗？
So we use our money to buy the things that we love to eat, but after eating it, is our inside, our spirituality satisfied?
不错，肉体是满足了。
Of course, you're right. Your physical self is satisfied.
心这样就满足吗？不会的。
But how about your spirituality? No, you will not be satisfied.
因为心灵的满足不是肉体填得满的。
Because the satisfaction of the spirit is cannot be satisfied with the physical.
所以这个物质生活水准很高的人，常常内心最空虚。
So it's very often that people with a very high level of physical, high physical lifestyle, finds that their spirituality is the least satisfied.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们人生走错了方向，他们自己不知道。
It's because their life, the direction of their lives have gone astray, and they do not know it.
那人的心怎么得满足？
So then, how can human hearts be satisfied?
这个地方讲，你们来买的吃，不用钱，也不用价值。
So here says, come buy without money and without price.
这不需要花你的钱啊。
So you do not have to spend your money.
这里讲来买酒跟奶。
Here says, come buy wine and milk.
那这是什么？
So what does this refer to?
如果我们看下一节，要留心天国的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。
The next verse says, listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance.
如果一个美好的音乐，中国人说绕梁三次，会在你的心里面这样一直回响。
So there's a Chinese saying that if a beautiful melody kept a repeat going around in your head, it will stay in your mind.
那神的话一进去，会在我们心中永远的改变我们。
So the same is God's words. Once it enters into our mind, it stays in us and it can change us for a lifetime.
所以在下面说，在第三节。
And verse 3 tells us.
你们当进我来，侧耳听，就能活。
Says, incline your ear and come to me here and your soul shall live.
你看，听就能活。
So hear and you shall live.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
So the word of God is spirit and it's life.
今天为什么我们肉体很丰富，灵性这么软弱？
So today, why is it that our physical life is so fulfilled, is so abundant, but yet our spiritual life is so weak?
因为我们没有让神的话进去。
It's because we have not allowed the word of God to enter into us.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because the word of God is spirit and it is life.
当我们在神的话里面得到饱足。
And when we are satisfied in the word of God,
我们里面这个人，我们属灵的生命就活起来。
Then this inner man, this spiritual life of us will be awakened.
那接下去就说，你就可以得喜乐。
And next it says that, and you will have joy.
所以，当我们跟神建立亲密的关系。
So when we establish a close relationship with God,
好像夫妻这样的亲密,
as close as a husband and wife,
亲近神, 让我们属灵生命活泼, 亲近神, 让我们能够充满着喜乐。
So we draw close to God so that we can have an active spiritual life and that our life can be full of peace and joy.
所以为什么基督徒能够在每一个情况都得到
So why is it that a Christian, that in any circumstance, they are able to have this secret recipe?
很高也可以，中间也可以，低一点也可以。
That they are able to live in whatever state they're in, whether it's a good state, medium state, or a bad state.
因为他的心是在神里面得到满足。
It is because in their hearts, they have already found this satisfaction.
所以如果我们有机会去看那个日落，非常漂亮，感谢神。
So if we have the chance to observe the sunset, we're very thankful.
但是如果我们没有机会看那个日落这么漂亮，我也感谢神，我的心在神里面得到喜乐。
But even if we have no chance to view the sunset, our hearts are still very joyful.
所以有没有日落，这已经不是最重要。
So regardless whether we have witnessed the sunset is no longer important.
那这样我们做基督徒就很自由。
So in this way, as a Christian, then we're very free.
没有说一定要这样，不没有这样就不可以。
So we cannot say that, I have to have this. Without this, it cannot be.
神在神里面得到满足。
So this is the way to have a true satisfaction in God.
好，我们再看56章。
Now let's read Isaiah chapter 56.
以赛亚书的56章。
Isaiah chapter 56.
第七节。
Verse 7. Verse 7, even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
我的殿要称为万民祷告的殿。
For my house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations.
神的殿在哪里？
So where is God's house?
神的殿就是教会。
God's house is the temple, is the church.
就是我们现在聚集的地方。
It is where we are gathered right now.
那我们聚集在做什么？
So we gather here for what?
到神的殿就是要献祭。
We come to God's house, God's temple is to offer a sacrifice.
祷告就是献祭。
Prayer is a form of sacrifice.
我们在祷告中对神感谢赞美。
So when we pray, we praise and we thank God.
我们就在神的面前献灵祭。
And before God, we offer this spiritual sacrifice.
所以这里说，在祷告我的殿中喜乐。
So here says that I am joyful in the house of prayer.
这个是我的圣山，神的圣山。
And this is my holy mountain, God's holy mountain.
神同在的地方就是圣的。
So a place where God abides is a holy one.
教会的外面是属的，属世界。
So what is outside the church is secular, belongs to the world.
教会的里面是圣的，是属神的。
What is inside the church is sacred, belongs to God.
所以当我们在这里祷告，跟神在灵里面交通。
So when we pray here and we communicate with God in our spirit,
神借着祂的灵充满在我们里面。
And God through His spirit fill our inner hearts.
我们就满足了，我们就喜乐。
Then we feel satisfied and we feel joyful.
神充满我们的里面，与我们同在，我们就平安。
And when God fills us and abides with us, then we feel peace.
所以一生最重要的关系是什么？
So therefore, what is the most important relationship in our entire life?
就是神。
It is God.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our father.
他是我们在灵里面的丈夫。
He is our husband in the spirit.
这个关系抓住了。
And if we grasp hold of this relationship,
平安喜乐就与我们同在。
Then peace and joy shall abide with us.
就会有丰盛的恩典。
Then we will experience abundant blessings. Let's sing a hymn.
432首。
Please sing hymn 432.